Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Tes Zayin, and we are on Tesvav Mabeis as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. And we were just last discussing Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemos of Hashem. There's different areas of halacha where Shemos of Hashem come up in terms of the kavana one has to have when writing them, in terms of the isser of destroying them, and the where I mentioned that some of the Shemos of Hashem, even though there's the same word in the Tanakh, it might not mean the Shem of Hashem. That we spoke about the Shemos of Avram Avinu and the Malachim, Shemos of Micha. Then we spoke about a couple of words that have Shem Hashem in them, but it is not Shem Hashem, like the names of Gamliel and Amiel and Suri Shaddai. We also spoke last time about nicknames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that also do not have the status, even though we call Hashem that way, Rachum, Chanun, Erech HaPayim, all of those do not have the full status of the Shem Hashem. Then we spoke about Halleluka. That's what we're in the middle of. We have three different opinions. Some say if you write, one opinion says that if you write, you have to write it separately, Hallelu, and then Yud and Hey, and then it has the status of Shem Hashem, and you write it separately. Some say, no, you write it together, and therefore it does not have the status, because it's just Hallelujah. Right, it just means praise. And then we have the third opinion that says even if you write it together, it still has the status of Shem Hashem. That was the last opinion that we mentioned. Hama'ushar Shebekulan. Halleluka Shashem Hashem Kalulan Bo. So it's one, even though it has the status of Shem Hashem. Okay, we continue about four lines up from the bottom. Reb Zeora Boy Kumi Rebbe Avo. Maneni, how should we answer? What is Maneni? What is this going on? So if you look in the Karbana Eda, Kisha Odin Basar Ashliach Tzibar Halleluka. When we answer in Hallel, when that was their minhag, that they used to answer Halleluka after the Chazan said it, how should they answer? Should they answer one word or two? Halleluka or Halleluka? How would they answer? Again, we don't do this today. How did they answer? Amar Le, we flip the gears of the next three words. Amar Le, Rebbe Abba, Kipa Kumi. What does that mean? He kept his mouth shut when he answered me. Rabbi Abba didn't answer me. He didn't say what the answer was. Rabbi Yona ani kachid v'hachid. Rabbi Yona says whatever you want, however you want to answer. Rabbi Lazar ani achid v'hachid. And also Rabbi Lazar said however you want to answer. Did Tani, because after all, answering after you hear something doesn't really make a difference, because even if you don't answer anything, you'll be yotzei. Did Tani shama v'lo ana yatsa. If you heard a bracha, if you heard something that you want to be yotzei with, and then you didn't answer yotzei, you're still yotzei. Ana v'lo shama lo yotzei. If you answer without hearing, then you're not yotzei. That doesn't work, right? You have to hear in order to be able to be yotzei. We'll talk about that in a minute. Rav b'shem Rabbi Abba Barchana, v'isda amin Rabbi Abba Barchana b'shem Rav, hushana rashi prakim. What is that? That's also the minhag in the days of old, was that when they answered, after the chazan, the beginning of the parak, they answered exactly the words of the beginning of the parak. What does that mean? Reb Zohar boy, Halein Inun Rashi Prakim. What are the Rashi Prakim? Hallelu, Hallelu, Avde Hashem, Hallelu, Eshem Hashem. So when they had that in Minog, when they always answered after each phrase or line of Hallel, they said Hallelu, Hallelu, but except after the first line of every paragraph. First line of every paragraph, they answered the beginning of that paragraph. That was their custom. Again, nowadays we say everything ourselves. We're not Yotzei with the Chazan, with any of the Hallel, right? We just say it ourselves. Some of it is said responsively, but we still say it ourselves. Good. Says the Gemara, Bo'en Kumi Rebbe Chiya Bar Ba. Minayin She'im Shama V'lo'ana Yatza, what we just quoted. What is the source? Shama V'lo'ana Yatza. What is the source for? What we call Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona, when I hear something, it's as if I am saying it. Omar Lamar, you might say, how could, if I have a chiyuv to say something, how could that be transferred? Right? Just like you can't transfer a maisa, a mitzvah shebegufo. Most mitzvahs are mitzvah shebegufo. I can't have somebody wear tefillin for me, or put on tzitzis, or sit in a sukkah, or shake a lulav, and all of a sudden, to make kiddush, I can have somebody do it for me. And I could just listen, and I'm good. You know, what if I watch the guy shake a lulav? You know, there's between watching and talking. Like we're so used to, of course there's a difference. But what's the difference? I see somebody and I have kavanah to be yotzei, and I hear somebody. And we know, of course, that's not true. Right? So how do you know? Right? What the burden of proof is on the Shomea Ka'ona. I would think that you have to do it yourself, unless you don't know how. But if I don't know how to do it myself, and if I don't know how, maybe I'm ones. If I don't know how to blow shofar, and I, there's nobody to blow shofar. Okay, what can I do? I'm not Yossi. I can't just, you know, like if I, it would, right in the days that we'll talk about, maybe at another time, the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel, right? It could be that everybody has to do that themselves, right? It's not, transferable. Okay. So how do you know Shabbat Kohanim? So Omer Lon, Mimanda Anan Chami Rabbanan Rav Ravaya, we saw many rabbis, Kaimen Bitzibura, in the Tzibur, Vilan Amrin, Baruch Abba, the Chazan used to say Baruch Abba, Vilan Amrin, B'Shem Hashem, and they answered Shem Hashem, Ve'el of Elu, Yosin, Yidechav Asan, and then they were each Yotzei their Chiv, meaning there's no mucker quoted in the Gemara, it's just a story. Well, we see it works. We see these great rabbis, you know, they say half a pasuk and they say half a pasuk and it works. Elsewhere in the Gemara, Makoros are quoted. Makoros are quoted for Shomea Ka'oneb, but here it just quotes the story. So we know Shomea Ka'oneb, we actually alluded to this, I think in the last year, 2 years ago, when we spoke about, a discussion in the Mefarshim, how exactly you understand Shomea Ka'oneb. Meaning whether it's mamish, you know, that, he's my mouthpiece, is as if he's me, I'm talking through him like ventriloquists, like I'm, he's him, and he's talking, but the Chiddush of Shomea Ka'oneb is that I get the credit. Right, as I get the credit, he's saying it, but that's good enough. Right, is that, how do you understand Shomea Ka'oneb? Is it connected to the world of Shlichus? So we mentioned just a couple of days ago, maybe that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, where we talk about what to do when one hears Kedusha in the middle of, still in the middle of my silent Shmon Esrei. So what do I do? So Rashi says, stop and listen, and be Yotzei, and then continue. Right, and that's what we hold in Shulchan Aruch, that's what we do. But Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Shomea Ka'oneb. So it's as if you're saying it. So you can't be mafsik in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. So don't stop. Because if you stop and you listen, it's as if you're in the middle of Slach Ladu and you're saying Kedusha. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to, even Yehishmei Rabba Kedusha, very important. You can't do that in the middle of your Amida. And therefore Tosfos says, just keep going. Because Tosfos says, Shomea is mamish Ka'oneb. It's as if I am talking. You're my mouthpiece. But Rashi obviously holds, it's not exactly Shomea Ki'one. Focus on the Ki. It's similar. You get the credit, but it's not mamish like you're talking, right? And therefore, that's a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. And again, this comes up. Who made this famous in the sugi of Shomea Ka'oneb? The Beis Halevi, or the one that the Beis Halevi is commenting on. The Rashi's Bikurim. And if you look in the one of the Rabbi Salami Vilna, he went to Trieste in Italy, and he was given the honor. He was a Kohen. Went to this one of these Sephardi neighborhoods, towns in Italy, and they let him be the Kohen. And all the Kohanim went up to Berchas Kohanim, and they all put up their hands. And all of a sudden, only one of them said the Berchas Kohanim. Berechacha Hashem, Yish Berecha. And all the other Kohanim just listened, and were Yotzei Shomea Ka'oneb. And that's what he said was the minhag in this town in Italy. And the Beis Halevi heard about it and said, that's totally wrong. That's totally wrong. Because Shomea Ka'oneb means, like Rashi, it's as if you're saying it. But it can't be transferred if you have to say it in a specific way. Meaning, the idea of, as if I'm saying it, that works. But if I have to say it, b'kol ram, if I have to say it out loud, if I have to say it panim apanim, then that's not going to transfer. If we say the less extreme way of saying it, whatever you do, I get credit for. Then there's more flexibility. If you, as long as you did it in the right way, so I get credit for that. But if it's mamash like Rashi, like it's as if I'm saying it, it's as if I'm saying it, but I can't hear you. Right? And there's a special din by Birchas Kohanim for Kol Ram, and therefore it wouldn't be a less. That's the, discussion of the Achronim about Birchas Kohanim. Right? And this also relates, if you remember, to the Machlokes in the Minhag. The Machlokes in the Minhag of saying, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that lechachila one should say all b'nei Haman in one breath to be merameh that they were all killed in one breath. It's a minhag lechachila, not ma'akev. But so some shuls have the minhag that the chazan pauses and the whole shul says the b'nei Haman in one breath, and the other shuls say no, just go straight. So again, the way that the Machlokes in the Minhag is quoted, the Tzafas Paneach, the Ragachover says you have to say it yourself because he owns like a Beis Halevi, right? And therefore you can't transfer a way to say it, so therefore you have to say it yourself. While others say no, right? It's just that you get the credit. The Chazon Ish has the Lashon of, you get the credit, whatever he does, Right, there's not that exactly that you're my mouthpiece. His lashon is Arachaim Simen Chavtes His Achdus Hashomea VaHamashmia Zebe Dibur VeZebeShmia Ad SheMisyache Is Gama Dibur LeMitzvah Shomea VaLachin Af Mitzvah Sheina Yotzi BeDibur Kaldu Al SheTzorach Tnaim BeDiburo Even where you have to say it in a certain way, become Malcham Yotzi BeShmia It still works for me. And he says I quote the Beis Halevi, and he doesn't think that the Beis Halevi is correct. So there's many other nafkaminas to this, Sfiras HaOmer, but again, that is Shomea Ka'ona. Good. There are, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the Rambam, there are two places where the Rambam, usually Shomea Ka'ona is, I hear it, even if I don't say anything, I'm Yotzei. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's two places that the Rambam seems to say that you have to answer Amen. You have to answer. One of them is Chazaras HaShatz. The Rambam says, it doesn't mention that, just listen and be Yotzei. It says Amen. So there's one other place by Zimun, but he felt that because Chazaras HaShatz, that's where they say the first shiur that Rav Soloveitchik gave on American soil, right? When he got off the boat, he gave the shiur on his tefillah bitzibur and tefillah hatzibur, right? His chiddush there, that the tefillah of the Chazaras HaShatz is like the carbon tamid. It's brought on behalf of all of us. We all have to connect to it, and therefore you need a higher level of tziruf there, a higher level of hisachtus. And therefore, just listening is not going to be enough. You have to answer amen, right? A kalaona amen, dafke in that context. And there are other rise to that, but not for now. It's based on a shilti giborim at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani, Revoshia ona hu adam amen aval bishalo achal. Right, if somebody has to be walking by and you hear the people about to do a zimun, you didn't eat. So, but you could answer Amen. Eino Omer Baruch Shachalnu Elam Kenachal. But you can't say Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo if you weren't Ochel Mishalo. Right, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you didn't eat, but other people are having a zimun? Right, so the Shulchan Aruch talks about that in Kuf Tzadiches. Shlosh Shachlu V'Heim Avarchim. V'Nichnas Echad Shalo Achal. Im Nichnas Kishe Omer Mavarch Navarch Shachalnu Mishalo. Ona Acharav Baruch Umavarch Shmo Tamid Olam Vaed. You have to know exactly what to. You got to have the Shulchan Aruch open to know what exactly to do. You know, if they're about to do Zimun, say, wait a minute, let me get a Shulchan Aruch. I'll be right back. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. But again, Baruch Sha'achlu Mishalo. Right, that's the post can talk about what exactly one should say. If you drank, what if you drank? You didn't eat. You drank something. You're just sitting there, and everybody else eating. Says Mishnah Berurah. As long as you drink, that's also you can answer. Tani, ein onin amen yesoma. One is not allowed to answer an orphan amen. The Gemara is going to explain what that is. V'lo amen ketufa, not a cutoff amen. What's a cutoff amen? If I don't pronounce, the nun, I say amen, and it sounds like without the nun. Benaze omer ha'ona amen yesoma, you bud of yesomim. Very strong. Right, if somebody answers an orphan amen, then his children will be orphans. Ketufa tikatif nishmaso, a cut-off amen, then his neshama will be nechtaf. Arucha yarchem betova, a long amen, an appropriate amen, then you'll have an appropriate long life. Ezu yamin yisoma. What is an orphan amen? Amarav chuna ha'hein dechayev lemivracha v'hu ane v'lo yada mahu ane. Somebody has a mechuyev in a bracha. And he says amen to a bracha that he does not hear. Does not hear. You can be yotzei a bracha with amen, as long as you, hear the bracha. So the Gemara says, it's terrible. And it's a very strong lashon, right? It's terrible if, one answers amen, and you have to be yotzei with that bracha, and you don't know, right? All the Rishonim discussed, but what do you mean? Don't we know that story in, Misaka Sukkah with the shul in Alexandria that was humongous and they used to wave flags to let you know? So one second, there you knew which bracha was being said, A. Or other Rishonim say, you weren't trying to be Yotze with the bracha there. Right? You're listening to Chazaras HaShatz, or you're listening to some other bracha that the Chazan is saying. But you aren't trying to be Yotze. If you're being Yotze the bracha, you gotta hear the bracha. But just to say an amen to a bracha, so then, one wouldn't have to hear it. Tani. Goy shabirich es Hashem onin acharav. If a non-Jew makes a bracha, you can answer amen, says the Gemara. We switch the girsa. Kusi ain't onin acharav amen. But a Kusi, right, that nation that was brought in by, from Ashur, And they ended up, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that they ended up being over there Avodah Zarah, and therefore they have the status of non-believers. So we're more choshesh there that they would say Shem Hashem, not meaning Shem Hashem. A guy, he wants to say Shem Hashem, he would say Shem Hashem, and we believe that he meant Shem Hashem, but not by a kusi. Amar Eftan Chuma, in Berchacha Goy Onavach Rav Amen, if a non-Jew gives you a bracha, then say Amen. Dichsev, Baruch Tiyah, Mikal Ha'amim. It's the fulfillment of that bracha. Goyachat pagav Rabbi Yishmael birch ubircho. One time a guy met Rabbi Yishmael and gave him a bracha. Omer le, kfar milascha amira. Rabbi Yishmael says, it's already said what you're trying to do to me. Kfar milascha, your mila has already been said. We'll see what that means. Echad pagav bavakila. Then later on that day, he met somebody and the person cursed him. So Omer le gives him the same response. Kfar milascha amira. It's already said. Somebody beat you. So Amrin le Talmidoi. His Talmidim say that he got a bracha and he got a klala and the same response. Rebbe, heich ba'da amar lahen. How do you give the same response to this and to that one? Amar lahen, he says, v'lo chengsiv, orarecha arur, umavarachecha baruch. Those that curse you will be cursed. Those that bless you will be blessed. So I don't need to say anything. Whatever they do, it goes right back on them. Right? It's right rebound. And therefore, there's nothing more to say. Period. Okay, that was all. How did we get into this discussion? We got into the discussion with Shemos of Hashem and the difference between the Tanakh and Tefillin and Mezuzah. We got all different sidetracked with the halacha of Ksivas Shem Hashem v'chulis. Now we get back to the next Ein Bein. Next Ein Bein about Kohanim. Ein bein, says the Mishnah, halachia. Ein bein kohen mashuach b'shamana mishcha, l'ruba v'gatim. What's the difference between the earlier kohanim gadolim in history and the later ones? We know the earlier kohanim gadolim, how did they become the kohen gadol? They were nimshach b'shamana mishcha, the special oil, the anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu concocted, and he used it. So that's how they became the kohen gadol. But in the days of Yoshio HaMelech, 150 years before the Churban, he already put it away. They put it away with the Aaron, because they didn't want it to fall into hands, inappropriate hands. So later on, how did the Kohen Gadol become the Kohen Gadol? By wearing the 8 begadim. Of every Kohen head, you wore 4. Once a Kohen head, you put on the extra 4, then he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Meruba begadim, like we mentioned a few weeks ago. Even a regular Kohen head, you by wearing his begadim, he takes on a special status. Bizbat shebigdeyem aleyem kuhunasam aleyem. Ain't big game alayim, ain't kudasam alayim. So Kohen Gadol too. He puts on the begadim, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. So is there any difference in halacha between the earlier Kohenim Gadolim and the later ones? So ain't bein Kohen mashuach mashem and amishchal, ruba begadim, ela par habar akala mitzvahs. Par habar akala mitzvahs, which the pashup shot is, when a Kohen Gadol does a stamina veira, he has a different halacha than a regular hedyot, a regular simple Jew, from doing a different animal that is brought. He brings a cow instead of a smaller animal. So that halacha of the Kohen Gadol bringing the cow only applies to the earlier Kohanim Gadolim. Only the par mashuach b'shem ha'mishcha. The later one does not bring the cow. There is a Rashi that says that we're not talking about that carbon, Rashi and Harios. We're talking about a par halam davar shel tzibur, but most Rishonim argue on the Rashi. We're not going to get into it right now. We're going to assume that we're talking about what it says, par habar kala mitzvahs. That means any avera that is done. That is halacha number one by the different Kohanim Gedolim. We know that what I just mentioned, the Rambam mentions that the Mishem and Mishcha was hidden by Yoshio HaMelech. We look in the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Dalet. The Rambam describes there the Kodesh Kadashim. Evan Haisa B'Kodesh HaKadashim B'Ma'aravo. Right, in the Bayis Rishon, there was a stone, what we call the Evan Ashasiya. The Aron sat on the stone, and in front of the Aron, Ulafanav, Tzinsenes Haman Umate Aron. In the Kodesh Kodashim was a bottle of mun and Aron's staff. Ubeisha Bana Shlomo Esabayis, the Yad Ashasofo Licharev. It's unbelievable. Shlomo HaMelech knew when he was building the Beis HaMikdash, and he made that whole party in Sefer Malachim. He knew that it wasn't going to be eternal. He knew that it was going to be destroyed. Maybe not exactly when. He didn't know it was going to be 410 years, but he knew. So he built special underground secret basements. Bana makom lignos boha aron lamata. Bimatmonios amukos va'akalkalos. Don't try to find it, the Rambam is telling us. Yoshio HaMelech Tziva V'Ginzo B'Makom Shebana Shlomo. Yoshio HaMelech later on commanded and hid it in there. Shene Amari quotes the Pasuk. V'Nigdas Imo Mate Aaron V'Hatzinsenes V'Shemen HaMishcha. So the Shemen. So it's interesting. It doesn't say that the Shemen HaMishcha was there when it was standing. When there was a base of Migdash, what was in the Kodesh Kodashim? The Aaron and the bottle of Man and the Aaron stick. But they didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha there because they used the Shemen HaMishcha. Right? They used it, so it wasn't there, but that was buried along. V'kol elu lo chazru b'bayi shedi. V'yaf ur metumim shayu b'bayi sheni lo yemeshivin beruch hakodesh lo yemeshalom b'en v'chulu. V'lo yosin osan, they just used the ur metumim to be mashlim the begadim. But by and then it talks about the other structural differences. But that's the Rambam. The Shemen HaMishcha was put away. So that's the Mishnah here, that there's a difference between the earlier and the later Kohen Gadol. And then the second half, Ein Bein Kohen Sheshimesh, L'Kohen Sheavar. Sometimes if the Kohen Gadol became Tamei right before Yom Kippur, and or you know any other time, and he wasn't able to work, and you needed a Kohen Gadol for something, so you had a substitute Kohen Gadol. But when the first Kohen Gadol became Tahar, or came back, then the substitute Kohen Gadol went back to being backup. So what's his status? He was once a Kohen Gadol, and now he's back in no man's land. As we'll see, he's in limbo. And the Gemara's going to say he can't go back to being a regular Kohen Hedyot because he was once a Kohen Gadol. But he can't be the Kohen Gadol because there's another Kohen Gadol. So what's the difference in halacha? That substitute Kohen Gadol has all the halachas of Kohen Gadol in terms of who he's allowed to marry and the like. What's the difference between them? Kohen Sheshimesh, the Kohen Sheavar, Elapar Yom HaKippurim, Vasir Soefa. Who brings the special par on Yom Kippur? And who brings the carbon every day, the special Kohen Gadol carbon every day, the Minchas Chavitin. Minchas Chavitin, the special, it's brought half in the flour, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Who brings that carbon? Only the Kohen Gadol who's serving, not the backup. Those are the two differences. But everything else, you can't marry an almana, you have to marry a psula, all the other halachas of Kohen Gadol can't become tummy for anybody, even your relatives. That applies even to the Kohen Gadol substitute. Tani. So now back to the first line. Tani, Kohen Mashiach may par, Einam Ruba Begadim may par. The Kohen that's anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, he brings the cow, meaning the special carbon for a Kohen Gadol who doesn't have Eira, but not the later one. Udulok Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir Amar Ruba Begadim may par, because Rabbi Meir says even the later Kohen Gadol brings the par. My time with Rabbi Meir, what's his source? Mashiach. It says in Vayikra, Mashiach, Matam Alomar Kohen. Why does it say Kohen Mashiach? L'Rabo says Amruba Begadim to include the Amruba Begadim, because after all, I know the Kohen is the one that's Mashiach. Why does it have to say Kohen? So, to include Amruba Begadim. Matam and Durabanan. Why do the Rabbanan say he does not bring? It's only by Mashiach. Ha Mashiach, Yochol. What is the extra word teaching me? Not to include Amruba Begadim. Yochol Zehamelech. You might think that the king is included because the king is also anointed. Tamalomar Kohen. E Kohen Yochalaf Ruba Begadim. Tamalomar Mashiach. So the Rabbanan say it applies to only the Meshuach. Oh Yochal Shani Marbe Af Mashuach Milchama. I might think I include the Kohen Gadol, the special Kohen Gadol whose only job is to give a pep talk at the battlefield. So, and he has to be anointed. So maybe he brings this special carbon. Tamalomar HaMashiach. Sheiran Gaba Mashiach. No, the Mashiach brings only someone who doesn't have any other anointed person above him. That's the Kohen Gadol who serves Avoda. Mashiach B'chama has a boss, and therefore he's not included in the Pasuk. Period. So Machlokas Tanan. The Gemara adds, Michla Vashidasa the Rabbanan. This seems to be a stira within the Rabbanan. Why? Hacha, by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, by the special carbon that's brought every day, Parshas Tzav, I think, so Ksiv Mashiach. It says there Mashiach, Ve'alcha, and by this par in Vayikra, that Haba Kala Mitzvah, Ksiv Mashiach, so it says Mashiach both times. So why in one place, Acha, Inun Amri L'Rabbas Merubah B'Gadim, here, the Rabbanan say to include Merubah B'Gadim by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, right? The Chavite Kohen Gadol is brought by even the later Kohen Gadol, v'hacha inu namar lo siyas Merubah B'Gadim. But regarding the par, the special carbon, you exclude Merubah B'Gadim. So which is it? Which is it? So the Gemara answers, well, it depends on the context. Amar Rabbi Ila, kol medrash u'medrash b'inyano. It depends on, look at the parsha in the Torah. Taman, by the minchas chavitin, kol ha-parsha Merubah B'Aaron. Look at parsha Sav. It's talking about the Kohanim. So it's obvious it's only about the Kohanim. So le'eza davar namar bohen. So why does it say the Mashiach l'Rabo, says Amruba begadim. So it's talking about Kohanim. So we include even the later Kohen Gadol. Baram Hacha, but here by the Parabah Kalam Mitzvahs, right? Let's go in that pshat. Ena Parsha Amruba Aaron, but by a Parabah Kalam Mitzvahs, it's not about Aaron. So you don't know who it's going to be including. So either Nemar Mashiach, lo Nemar Kohen. If it only said Mashiach and not Kohen, I see Omer. Skip the next three lines. That's taken out. Right? Zeha Melech. I would have thought Melech, because the Melech is the Mashiach. So that's why Mashiach must, and the Kohen Mashiach must include Kohen, but not all Kohanim. Not all Kohanim. Im Tamar Kfar Kadma Parshas HaMelech. And if you want to say, well, didn't we already talk about the Parsha of the Melech earlier in Vayikra, when we talk about the Nasi? Ha'isi Omer Al Helem Davar Mevi Par. Al Shigas Baisa Mevi Sar. I would have thought they're both talking about the Melech. There's different halachas whether a Melech paskined incorrectly for himself, Helam Davar, or he just forgot it was Shabbos, or he forgot it was, right? So those are two different types of mistakes. So I would have thought those are the two sections, in the Torah. Havet Sarach Hushi Omer Mashiach, Vatsarach Hushi Omer Kohen. That's why you have to say both of them. But again, this is the Machlokes Tanoim. Just one Ha'ara, we haven't mentioned it in a long time, but the Minchas Chinuch discusses the halacha about kings, about Malachim having Mashiach. So we know every king needs Mashiach. Except if you're a Ben Acharben. If you're a Ben Acharben, let's say, Shlomo or David's family, they don't need anointing unless there's a fight. If there's a fight, then even the Ben Acharben needs anointing, like Shlomo HaMelech. Right? Adonio, David's other son, wanted to be the king. He wanted to usurp the throne, beginning of Sefer Malachim. So that's why Shlomo had to be anointed. That's the halacha of Ben Acharben. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders, he says, Beheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, or Mehera Mashiach's going to come soon. Is there going to be a fight about who Mashiach is? Hopefully not. Hopefully when Mashiach reveals himself, all Jews are going to accept Mashiach. Halavai, halavai. But if that's true, says the Minchas Chinuch, isn't it interesting that we call Mashiach Mashiach, but he might not have to be Mashiach? Because if he's straight Ben Acharben from David HaMelech's family, and there's no Machlokas about it, so then he won't need to be Nimshach, right? But we call him Mashiach, the anointed one. So he says maybe because there's a big break in the years, maybe he would have to be, but he has that interesting, ha'ara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avar Vehevi Asir So'ifa Shalo Kasher. What happens if the substitute Kohen, you know, it's the second half of the Mishnah. What's the difference between the Kohen, the real Kohen Gadol, and the one who was the substitute? The par on Yom Kippur and the Minchas Chavitin, the Asir So'efa brought. So what happens if the substitute coin brought Asir So'efa? Avar Vehevi Asir So'efa Shalo Kasher, and he brings it. So it is Kasher B'dievet. Period. Maskina lo koin acher tachta shemeyara bopsul. Remember the beginning of Beseches Yuma. Before Yom Kippur, we have another Kohen Gadol waiting in the wings. Because what happens if the first Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei? Something happens. We can't not have the Avoda done. And at least parts of the Avoda have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So we have another one waiting in the wings. Mami achdin le'ime. We'll see what this has to do with us soon. Mami achdin le'ime. The Gemara here assumes that the substitute Kohen Gadol also has to be separated for a week before Yom Kippur. So are they roommates? Do you put the real Kohen Gadol and the substitute Kohen Gadol in case the first Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei or dies? You put him in the same room? Says the Gemara, no, of course not. Amar Rabbi Chagai, Moshe. Moshe is a lashon of oath. He says, Dinun miyachdin leime. If you put him in the same room, dikatole. Maybe he's going to kill him. It might not be literally kill him. But, you know, this is the guy that's only there if I become Tamei or if he dies. He's going to what we call Eva, right? It says, you can't have him in the same room. So we keep him in the same room. There are some Rishonim, if you look in the Bavli, the Tosfos Yeshanim on the first daf in Yuma, he says, we're not mafreshim at all. You know, again, you designate him, but he doesn't need the hafrasha for a week. You don't go that far in terms of the standards, which shows that hafrasha is not ma'akev. It's lachadchila, but you don't even have it. But here it sounds like you do, but you just have a separate room. Oh, so, echad moshchen vei moshchen shnayim, and you only anoint one at the time. You never moshech two kohanim gadolim at once. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei Eva. Because of Eva, all these reasons. As we said, if you have a substitute one, and then he goes back to being a substitute, and he's not doing the avodah harishon kol mitzvahs kehuna alav. The first, what's the halacha? So the real Kohen Gadol that comes back to his job, he has all the mitzvahs kehuna. Hasheni eino kasher lo la Kohen Gadol lo la Kohen Hedyot. Right, the sheni, what the Mishnah is talking about, he's in limbo. He can't be a regular Kohen Hedyot because Gemara says elsewhere also Malin Bakodesh. Once you're a Kohen Gadol, you can't be a regular Kohen. But you can't be a Kohen Gadol because of Eva. So he's stuck. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avar, Vavad, Avodah, Zok, Sheira. B'di'eved, if he did the Avodah would be kosher, because he really is a Kohen Gadol, but Mishum Eva, he doesn't do the Avodah, but he still has that status. Okay, we'll talk more about the Kohen Gadol, next time when we talk about, other details. Okay, we'll stop here.